Every Shabbos, we daven a very dik about kosher. Entirely beinu le'ovdecho be'emes. Ask Hashem Yisbarach, give us siyata dishmaya, that avodas Hashem should be be'emes. Every Yom Tov, we daven entirely beinu le'ovdecho be'emes. On Rosh Hashanah, we also ask, V'tayli v'enu le'otcho be'emes. Rosh Hashanah is different. Because we put in a reason. V'tayli v'enu le'otcho be'emes. Ki ato elukim emes, udvorcho emes, v'kayim lo'ad. Ato elukim emes. Ki ato elukim emes. Your word is emes, and your word is kayim la'ad. The ma'isa, the reason why we put that, we add that the last part, dvorcha emes v'kayim la'ad, because it's a klal gadol in brachas. Somech lechasima has to be me'ena chasima. The words which come before the chasim of a brocha, Baruch Ato Hashem, kach v'kach, has to be me'ein of the chasim. Similar to the chasim on Rosh Hashanah, where choysem, melech al kol ha'oretz, mekadish yisro v'yom azikaron, melech al kol ha'oretz. How's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is melech al kol ha'oretz? The Rebbeinu Shem is an emes of melech. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzave, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides udvorcho, that's emes. And it's kayem lo'ad. And even at Kufa, the last few months, the mensch who thinks he's the melech ha'olam, Nebuch, every other day, he says so what he says the day before. One day, he's going to smash Iran to bits and there won't be anything left of them. And the next day, he's negotiating with them. He's going to make peace. And then, and we're almost about to sign. And the next day, he starts up. No, it's going to be a war. Can't trust them. Day after, the way for peace, the dress, back and forth. His dove is not emes, and it's not kayim. It's not kayim for more than, not kayim bichlal, not even for 5 minutes. But the Bari Olam is different. Bari Olam is the emes of melech, the emes of balabos of the world, with volcho emes, the kayim lo'ad. The Dvar Hashem doesn't change. It was emes when it was said, and it's kayim la'ad without any shinui. Baruch Atah Hashem, melech al kol ha'oretz. Uvetahe libeinu la'ovdecho be'emes, ki ato elukim emes. What's the words before? It's true. Udvorcho emes, v'kayim la'ad. But what's the bakosh? V'tayi libeinu le'ovdecho be'emes, ki ato elokim emes. Rabbeinu Shem makes a Rosh Hashanah every year. V'yom adin, the Rebbeinu Shalom decides on Aleph, Tishri, Miyichye, Miyomus, Nunasanetokev, Vemoisiv, Miyoshe, Miyoni, Miyase, Miyishalev, all the Pratim and Pirtei Pratim for every single Yochid in the Bria, what's going to be Tov Shin Pei Zayin, a new year? And we very often forget that everything that happens, everything that's happened in this year, was all decided last Rosh Hashanah. Every Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbeinu Shalom, Yoshib Bedin, the Kol Bay Olam, Ovrim Lefanav Kivnei Morain, Kol Bay Olam come one by one, front of the Kisei HaKavod, the Rabbeinu Shalom decides. Why does the Rabbeinu Shalom need that? Why does he have to do that every year? He created the Bria. The Bria has a kiyum, v'kach v'kach, years. Rabbeinu Shalom is not totally on Zman. It's not that it's such a long time, so the Rabbeinu Shalom will forget from Maaseh Bereishis. Rabbeinu Shalom has a plan for the Bria. Why is there Rosh Hashanah every year? Why does the Rabbeinu Shalom have to decide every year, kol prat v'prat? Zechorah, Apostle to Shaila. It's a Shaila which everybody ought to think and ought to ask. But you know who asked the Shaila? The Zohar HaKadosh. How do I know the Zohar HaKadosh asked the Shaila? Because they quote it in a lot of Machzorim before Tkiyah Shofar, they bring the Shtikl Zohar. And over there, the Zohar asks the question, what's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a Yom Adin for every day, every year? And has a very interesting answer. Come move on. Anybody who has any type of havana, of Torah, understands it's not for the Rabbeinu Shalom. He doesn't need it. It's for us. We need it. We need a Rosh Hashanah every year. Zok the Zohar. The Yesod is Ho'elukim Oso Sheyiru Milafonov. Pasuk in Koheles. The Rebbeinu Shem created the Adam. Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of Brias HaAdam. Not everybody knows that. Some people think it's the anniversary of the creation of the world. But Chazal tell us, no. The world was created on Chof Hei'el. Aleph Tishri was the Yom HaShishi of the Bria, the day when HaKadosh Baruch created Adam. And every year, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings back the Zman of Brias HaAdam, what was the Tachlis of Brias HaAdam? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? Be'ofen klali, O'elikim asa she'yiru milafonov. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to have yira. Yira milafonov. To have shaychus with him, to have an awareness of Hashem, to realize what the tachlis of the Bria is. And the interesting thing, by Bria is HaAdam, which is miyuchad, miyuchad for the Adam, no other Bria in the whole universe has this. The Rabbeinu Shalom creates Adam with Bechira. And the Adam has to come himself to be makir. And in order that we should come to it ourselves, that we should exercise our bechira and come to that hakora ourselves, the Rabbeinu Shalom made a physical bria with a lot of nisyonos. And it's very easy to miss the point. It's very easy to be seduced by this welt, by all the various things in the world, and to miss the whole point of Bria. However, Rabbeinu Shalom is not cruel. He gives us siyata dishmayas, that we should see the truth. The Borei Olam gave us Torah. in a very, very public way. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. The whole world heard of Kriyas Yamsuf. We say in the Shira, Shoma Almim Yirgozum, the guns of Elt heard. And the whole world heard and realized something cataclysmic is happening when it came to Maimed Har Sinai. And the Medrash tells us, the Posuk Hashem Lamabul Yoshov, that the Goyim thought there was going to be another Mabul. On Rosh Hashanah, we describe Maimed Har Sinai. We say there, Kol Abrius Chorodu Mimeko. Every person in the world trembled. They all thought there's going to be another Mabul. It's the end of the world. They all came running to Bilam. And they asked, Bilam, what's going on? There's another Mabul. And Bilam told them, you don't have to worry. Hashem oiz la'amo yitain, ein oiz ala Torah. The Rebbeinu Hashem is just giving Torah to Klal Yisrael. Hashem yivorech es amo b'sholoim. I'm always in this spoil. That all the umos ha'olam, every bria in the world, kol habrias chordu mimeka, bigaloscha malkeinu lelamed la'amcha toiro, when the Rebbeinu Hashem revealed himself in Maimed Har Sinai, and Bilam told them what was going on, and Bilam told them, Hashem yivarech es amai b'shalom. He didn't say he's going to be mevarech you b'shalom. Hashem yivarech es amai b'shalom. And not one guy picked himself up and came running to Har Sinai. Machloikis, whether Yisro came after Matan Torah b'seida, the pashtus of the psukim is he came before. Ayin Shom, 3 days in Chazal. What was Ma'ira Yisroi? But it wasn't Bilam. Lekol Hadeus. It was a Pliatsuma. But Al Kolponim, the Rebbeinu Hashem gave the Torah to the world. And Adayim Azeh, they say the Bible is the best seller. They all know about the Bible. And in the Bible, it's very clear. When they decided to have a new section of the Bible, they didn't change Parshas Yisroi. They didn't take it out. They all know about Maimed Har Sinai. And even the crackpots who live here with their Mishigas, they also Moide Maimed Har Sinai. The whole world is Moide. It was a Maimed Har Sinai. Rabbeinu Shalom gave Torah to the world. So even though the Rabbeinu Shalom brought Adam into an oilam, male male nisyonus, Rabbeinu Shalom gave the Pesach to be mekayim al tachlis. And for Klal Yisrael, he told us in his Torah, but very interestingly how he told us in his Torah, there's a Rosh Hashanah. And I'm always in this spoil. Ari, the Christians came from Klal Yisrael. And the Christians have officially in their Luach, they have a festival which is really Lent, Easter rather, which is from Pesach, and they have Lent, which is from Shavuos, and they have a Palm Sunday when they walk around with a palm branch, which is a lulav posel lekol adeus, which if you learn the sugis, is not so posher to get a lulav, which is not a lulav lekol adeus, an open branch of the thing. They walk around with the thing. So keilu they have shaychus to the sholish regalim, and you have no shaychus to the sholish regalim. You see, it's Mitzrayim. You weren't there. You had no shaychus. Matan Torah, look what happened. You didn't turn up. Moshe offered the Torah to all the Yomos. They didn't, they refused. Bilam told them they didn't turn up. Sukkos. Zeichar Anan Yaakovin. Mal Pitom. But there's one Yom Tov in the year which the Goy has exactly as much shaychus to us, to it as we do. That's Rosh Hashanah. Kol by Eilam Boin Lefanov Kivne Morain. Yidden and Goyim. There's a Yom Adin on every single Goy as well. And the Pele is, they have no Zecher of a Yom Adin. We have to realize how lucky we are. The Rebbein Hashem was Megale to us. Well, they have no Zecher of it. But he was Megale to us. Why? Elokim also sheyiru milafanav. The Rebbein Hashem says, I created you for a tachlis. I want you to be mekayim that tachlis. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, very famous Rambam. Perhaps we can understand it in a better way with this isboinenus. Perik Gimel Halacha Dalet. Afal pi shetkiya shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeiros hakosuv. Be'etzem tkiya shofar, like the Gemara says, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, interesting question. Lama toikin. The Gemara says, Lama toikin. Rachmona amatiku. Why do we blow shofar? Because the Rebbein Hashem says, blow. So it says, Loma Meirin. Why do we blow truers? So Gemara says, Loma Meirin. Rachmana Amat Hariyu. That's the Makar of the Rambam. The Be'ed Simtkiya Shov is Exeris HaKosov. We won't be Marich why it has to be Exeris HaKosov. But Al Kolponim, the Rambam's Mamshich, and says, Remez Yeshboy. There's a remez in our Shoifo. Kloima. Uru Yushenim Mishnaschim. Wake up, you people are asleep. The people who are deep asleep in absolute slumber, wake up from your tardema. And make a cheshbon. Think about your maisim. V'chizru b'tshuva. V'chizru b'tshuva. V'zichru b'irachem. Raboisai, what's the shofar telling us? Raboisai, it's Rosh Hashanah today. It's the day the Rebbein Hashem created man. Zichru is bayrachem. Wake up. Remember you're a nivra, there's a bayre. And who are the people who are asleep? Eilu ha-shoichachim es ha-emes bahavle hazman. V'shoigim kol shnosom behevel varik, asher lo yoyul v'lo yatzil. The people who forget the emes. We're asleep. We forget the emes. There's an emes in the Bria. What is emes? Everybody knows the translation of the word emes. Emes means true. What's the geder of emes? The Malbim is Magdir, what's Emes? Emes is something which is in keeping with the Metzius. If you say the sun is shining outside, that's not Emes. If you say it's dark outside, it's also not completely Emes. Right now, it's Bein Hashemoshes. Ah, that's Emes. If you say that we're sitting in New York, that's not Emes. Why isn't it Emes? Because that's not the Metzius. If you say we're Zoicha to be in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, that's Emes. Emes means the Metzius. The people in the Moshul, the Remes, the people are asleep. Is people forget the emes. And how do you forget the emes? The emes that we're nivroim. We get busy with all sorts of narishkeit. Vishogim koshnasim behevel varik, and we waste our whole year in empty activities, asher lo yoil v'lo yatzil, who won't help. Many people focus, especially Bachrim, on sports. This choshev, this game and that game, and who's going to be win this competition or that competition? Kol echad l'shitasam. The World Series, the Pele. Who's in the World Series? Just a few Americans. Well, America's the guns of elk, no? You ask somebody about the World Series in England, they know what you're talking about. And it was the World Cup. No, there are more people in the World Cup, just Americans, but old Trumpeter Nebuch. You can have the World Cup, not in America. Ha'itochen. What do the Americans know about football? Gornished. They even calculate the whole game and call it something else. Yesh oimrim, okay, the Americans call it soccer. No, on a mice, how choshev is the World Cup? Why? The Gunsavelt went meshuga. Most of the teams got knocked out right at the beginning. Who cares? Is that important? Does it make a nafka mina? The Godel Ha'olam, the Godel Ador in soccer, okay. The Godel Ador messed up this time and he's retiring. Never. How choshev is that? How choshev is he? Mamash, what do you mean? Just under name he has. What a mess. I'll call upon him. The world, when it comes to the Super Bowl, everything in America stops. Mishunadik. And then you have those little mashinkalach, smartphones. You walk around the world, you see everybody. There's a bit of pliatsumo. They bring all these avodim in from the rest of the world here now to do all the hard labor and everything. Come from Kombini, India, Sri Lanka, Kombini, Makoimas, China. And even them, they're sitting there with their phones most of the time. What are they watching? A good movie? What's a good movie? Hevel Varik. Asher lo yoil. Person gets all upset, watches a good movie and starts crying. What are you crying for? The guy wasn't killed. It's tomato ketchup. He'll be in the next movie. It's okay. There'll be trias amazing. What are you worried? All people, you know, sometimes I'm sure you know, you go on a plane and all of a sudden this guy starts laughing his head off. Who's he laughing about? We're on a plane. He's ogling at the video in front of him, mamash, and he's in the story and the nourish guy. Yeah, but everybody understands that's not real. There's the real world. What's the real world? Money. You have to make money. And they're busy with money. So the Rambam, once a year we blow a shofar to wake everybody up. Hakid semitar de maschim. Eilu hashoichim eso emes bahavle asman. What's real? What's the real mitzvahs? The real mitzvahs is we're in the Bayre Eilam's world. Olekim asa sheyiru milafonov. We should have shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Sfarim, they bring Yira and Re'ia with the same oisius. To have Yira from Hashem, to have Shaychus with Hashem, to have a Hakara of Hashem, to remember that we are Nivroim and there's a Boire Zichru Boirachem. Eilu Ashochim is Oemes Bahavre Azman. Shoikin Kol Shnosom Behevel Varik. Asher Lo Yoyu Velo Yatzil. So the Shoifer to us, Habitu Lenav Shoi Seichem. You have a nefesh. You're not just a few pounds of meat. You're more than a gof. Habitu Lenav Shoi Seichem. Veitivu darkechem umal aleichem. Veyazoiv kol echod mikem darko haro machshavto shaloi toivo. Chizru bitshuva. Zichru boirachem. And the Rambam carries on. And it's a plea atzuma. The Rambam carries on and says, lefichoch. The shofar is not just telling us something on Rosh Hashanah. There's a message of the shofar for the whole year. Lefichach, tzorich kol adam sheyira atzma kol hashana kula kilu chetzio zaka v'chetzio chayev. Therefore, the Rambam saying, therefore, what's yoytze from the tir shofar is a man should always look at himself the whole year as though he's chetzio zaka v'chetzio chayev. V'chein kol oilam chetzio zaka v'chetzio chayev. And you should look at the whole world. Everything's in the balance. Right now, I am 50-50. 50% mitzvahs, 50% averus, and the ganzer welt is in this matzav. Choto chet echod, hare yichrius atzus kol oilam kulo lekav choivo v'goram lo yashchoso. If right now I do this avera, I could be machria myself and the whole world to destruction. V'chein kol oilam. Also, mitzvah achas, hari hichri es atzmei ves kol oilam kulu lekav schus, v'gorab loy v'lohem tshuva v'atzolo. If I do one mitzvah right now, I could be machri of the whole world, myself and the whole world. It's a pele. Why is it a pele? What's the lefichach? This is a Gemara in Kedushin. Gemara in Kedushin has got nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, in Kedushin says, that mensch has to always look at himself, chetzio chayev, chetzio zakai. And the ganze welt, chetzio chayev, chetzio zakai. But I'll ask you another question. Lemaisa, statistically speaking, how likely is it that right now any particular mensch is 50-50 and the ganze welt is 50-50? Yes, it could be, but how likely is it? And you're telling me, the Rambam says, you have to look at that, look at yourself the whole year. And the Rambam says it comes out of Tkir Shoifa. And he says, Shenema, it's a posuk, v'tzadik yesoid oilom. It's a posuk, that tzadik is the foundation of the world. Who is this tzadik? You know, sometimes you see, they write about Choshva Rebbes, these type of people, big tzaddikim, and they write afterwards, Rosh Tevis, tzaddik yud ayin. Very often, you don't know what it stands for. It stands for tzaddik yasoid oilom. Who's the tzaddik yasoid oilom? Is Grace the Rebbe? No, it's of the Rambam. Ze she tzaddik, Hichriye es kol ha'oilam z'chus v'hitziloi. Shes tzadak. Who's the tzadik yisoid oilam? Every poshta yid could be a tzadik yisoid oilam. Every poshta yid could be the whole kiyum oilam. Why? Because it could be at this point he and the welt are 50-50 and the whole yisod of the world, the kiyum oilam, is totally on his next maisim. Mitzvah or Avera? Every single Yid could be Tzaddik Yisoid Oilam. There's no difference between the most poshte Yid and the biggest Tzaddik in Klal Yisrael. We're all capable of being Tzaddik Yisoid Oilam. So it's a very nice idea. It's a very interesting idea. But how does the Rambam connect it to Tkir Shaifa? Lefichach, he says. Person has to see himself like this. There it is. If we understand the remez of shofar, which be'etzem is the whole yisod of Rosh Hashanah, that's what the Tzoyah is telling us. Rosh Hashanah is to remind us, Elokim osa she'iru milafonov. Brias ha'adams for a tachlis. And the tkiyah shofar wakes us up that we should realize the emes, the true metzias. And what is the true metzias? What is this world kayam on? Is the world kayam a kiyam atzmi? There's a world. There's a lot of interesting things and geshmaka things to do in the world. Or the world has a tachlis. What's my purpose in the world? To fress, to enjoy, to have as much taiva as I can, to kill some time by watching all this nourishkeit, to run around and I have to make my own living. This vort that people say, he's a self-made man. Is Mamash Kfira a self-made man? Pasuk says, don't say, koichi ve'oitzim yodi osali sachayel hazeh. You don't make your own money. Rabbeinu Shalom gives you the siyata dishmaya to make your money. Dr. Rambam, if that's the lesson which comes out of Rosh Hashanah, so we have to realize how choshev mitzvahs and averus are. The be'etzim mitzvahs and averus are the whole yisod of the bria. B'nei Nochanami, statistically speaking, right now, it's very unlikely that the mensch is 50-50 and the world is 50-50, but it could be. And when a person is set in front of a nisayon, and it could be a mitzvah, or it could be an avera. Oh, it's another avera. Oh, I'm trying, I want to do this. Oh, I'm not going on. He's not stung. Mitzvahs and averas are the holy yisod of the bria. This miser is the yisod of the bria. It's not important. Is it actually going to be the machria or not going to be the machria? That's not the vort. The vort is, how am I supposed to look at every miser? I have to know what's the yisod of the bria. What are we doing here? What's the Rabbeinu Shalom want from me? Elokim osa she'iru milafonov. Yes, nisyonos, bechira. Look through, break the hevel and the sheker of this world and come to the emes. Realize the emes. Habitu l'nafshoseichem. Zichru boirachem. That's the point of Rosh Hashanah. Every year the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us this gewaltige matana, that we should wake up and realize what the world is all about. On the day Shenivra Ha'odom, Rabbeinu Shalom reminds us what's the tachlis of the bria. What are we here for? And if we realize that, then our avodas Hashem should be in a different league. There's lots of koichus in the world, all sorts of forces. When you're exposed to the media, there's this force and that force, and the media is all the nourish kind. This one's going to do this, and that one's going to do that. And there's this army, and then and these people, and then this force, and that force, and the other force. That's the world we live in. It's all Achizas Einayim. All the koiches come from Hashem. The Maisa, how many times in the last few months have heard people, this Trump is Meshuggah. He's every day he says something fakert. He's always changing his mind and everything. And I always say, Why is it Trump? It's not Trump. Trump's not the balabos. My kids know. Did you daven shachris this morning? What's the pshat? Did you say there was a Baal milchamas? There's a Baal milchamas. And guess what? It's not Trump. It's not even Bibi. And it's not the Meshugoyim in Iran either. And it's not Putin. It's not, you know, the Ukrainian guy. No! There's a Baal milchamas. How can you be a Baal milchamas? Somebody who runs a milchama? You know what the marshal is? Sometimes people into chess and they have their games and etc. And then there are people who study chess and they study the whole game and all the moves that there were in the game, and they see the thing from the beginning to the end, who the whole game. The Eibishter knows the game. The Eibishter wrote, has written the whole process from beginning to end of every single milchama. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the Baal milchamas. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Elokim Emes. The Baal HaKoyches Kulam. Elokim Emes. Tara Avodas Hashem. What should it be? There's a pachadika posuk in Yeshaya Novi. Tainus the Klal Yisrael, Shem Hashem, Vayomer Hashem, Yan Kiniga Shom Azeh Bepiv Ubisvosov Kibduni, Veliboy Richak Mimeni. This arm coming to me with their mouth and their lips. And they're ki'ilu mechabed me. They're davening and they're saying the words. And they say shmuzen and say the words and ideas and say the words and talk about a thing. But people be supposed to keep doing me. Ve'liboy richak mimeni. But the heart isn't there. Vatihi yirosom oisi mitzus anoshim lumada. And their yiro is mitzus anoshim lumada. So the Malbim was a pshat mitzvus anoshim milumada. The yira sashem, aravodas sashem, is ki'ilu, it's mitzvus anoshim. It's not the Bari Olam gave us these mitzvus. And it's milumada, with hergel, when we do mitzvus, when we put on our tefillin, we put on our tzitzis, when we daven. Why are we davening? Why are we doing mitzvahs? Why? Because our fathers taught us, our Rebbeim taught us. Mlumada. It's because mitzvahs are noshim. Because when you were 5 years old, you were taught to daven, and when you were 6, and when you were 7, and they gave you a bit more to daven. And you daven, you carry on davening like a 6-year-old and a 7-year-old. What did they teach you? You know what davening is? It's the 3-step. That's davening. You look at every 7-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old, that's how they daven. And then Nemach, you look at people in the shul, adults, they're davening no different. Mitzvahs anoshim lumada. Mashgiach, Seichel Tzadik, Mikodesh, Yeroch, Tanya, the Tanya on Yira, Yira Sashem, is mitzvahs anoshim lumada. Our yira is all chitzaini. It's not real. It doesn't come from the lathe. How much is our hearts? Tfilis avoida sheba lathe, not avoida sheba peh. True, we have to say the words per peh. It's interesting why, but not now. But the ikar of tfilis is belave. How much is our lathe part of the davening? The Chovis Avos gives a marshal to our davening. There's a melech was mitzave to a peasant. He wants to come to visit him. And the peasant cleans up the house and gives tells the whole family, cook a nice meal for the melech and b'chula. And then the peasant goes off. The balabos goes off somewhere. And when the melech comes, he's not there. He's got the children give the food to the king. But he's not there. When we daven, are we there? Where is our mind when we're davening? Who knows? Every tefillah is different. One day it's in Ben Azmanim, one day it's in the next Ben Azmanim, one day it's this Narishkeit, that Narishkeit, this thing, we're all busy. The Chovah Savova says in another place, this man of Tfilis, the Gavaltigas man, you're relaxed, you can think about all sorts of things. That's our Tfilis. Libay Rochek Mimeni. Rosh Hashanah wakes us up. It's meant to wake us up. And how often is even this kia shofar and mitzvah sanoshim lumada? The women come to hear kia shofar, right? And they usually bring their little kids as well. And the kids are used to hearing shofar. Is the shofar when you're 18 years old different than the shofar when you were 5 years old? Rosh Hashanah is here to wake us up, to remind us of the emes. The whole year, v'tay libeinu la'avtecha be'emes, our avoider should be be'emes, aber Rosh Hashanah we're moisif. Tay libeinu la'avtecha be'emes, what's emes? Real. Metzius. Our avoider should be real. Not stam, we're saying the words and we're thinking, goodness knows what, that's not avoid of be'emes. V'tayeli beinu li'ovdecha be'emes, ki ato elokim emes, udvorcha emes. Torah, the dvar Hashem is emes, is metzius, v'kayem lo'ad. Baruch atah Hashem, melech al kol ha'olam. Rosh Hashanah, I have to get the message. I have to wake up. It has to be real. And how real is it going to be if we start wake up on Rosh Hashanah? The Mefoshim say over here, Mitzvah says, the Mitzvah Sanoshim Lumada is Oim Hisro Ki Ilu Atem Yireim V'Nichnoim. On Rosh Hashanah, people daven much slower. Ma'ariv on Rosh Hashanah. Why isn't it 6 minutes like it's during the year? You know, Ma'ariv on Rosh Hashanah be'etzem, okay, we say L'David as well. But apart from that, the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah is shorter than Shemoneh Esrei during the week. So why is it on Rosh Hashanah we don't finish Ma'ariv in, let's say, 10 minutes? Oh, because Rosh Hashanah, so we have to get moving, you know? It's Rosh Hashanah. Baruch ato v'tayi libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. Is it going to be emes? Chazal have a remes to Chodesh Elul. In Nitzobim, umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ves levav zarecha. Es levavcha ves levav is Rosh Hashanah Elul. What's it mean? Mila salev umol Hashem elokecha. The Rebbeinu Shalom will give you mila salev. What's mila salev? So there's a mitzvah essay to do mila salev in Ekev. The pasuk says, "Umaltim es orlas levavchem." You have to take away the orla, the cover of your heart. Ve'opachem lo sakshu oid. Once milas halev, it's a mitzvah. Say, "Umaltim es orlas levavchem." Zog the Ramban, "Umaltim es orlas levavchem shiye levavchem pasuach lo das ho emes." Orla, Dr. Rashi, is oitim levavchem kisuyov. The heart is covered over. It's covered over with the havne asman. It's covered over with all the nourishkeit. It's covered over with all the nourishkeit of this world. And the mitzvah of maltim is olas levavchem is break the cover. Let your heart come out and be real. Sheye levavchem posuch ledas o emes. Ve'orpechem lo sakshu oid. What's the pshat in oirech? Oirech, the person is kshei oirech. Klal yuzuk kshei oirech. Svono says, kshei oirech is the neck is stiff. He says, when you take a behemoth, you want to steer a behemoth, how do you make him turn round? Do a U-turn. You move his face. The ox goes wherever he looks. So you have a yoke and you move his face and you move his face like this, then he'll turn round. But if the neck is stiff and can't turn round, so he goes, continues to carry on in the way he's going. Opechem lo sakshu oid. Don't be stiff-necked. Do tshuva. Change. Don't just carry on mitzvahs anoshim lumada like you were taught, like you were when you were a 5-year-old. Umaltim is olas levavchem. So the svornai, v'hushet isboninu lahosi kol tohus moili deus koizvois. Realize what's real. And in its obim, umal Hashem elokechus levavcha ves levav zarecha. Zog the svornai, the Rabbeinu Shalom, yegale einecha, losu mikol tohus mi'irbu vaseicha, mi'idiyas o'emes. The Rabbeinu Shalom will give us siyata dishmaya to stop making mistakes, to stop living with these silly mistakes. And he'll be megale to us the yediyas o'emes. When? Where can we be zoichetit? Keshetishtade ledovka boy. When you try. If we try, the Rabbeinu Shalom will help us get there. Boifen shetake tuvoy v'tehevehu behechreach. Elu is this man to try to be more emistic. To try to make our avoido real. The minigis we say to David Oiri. In the David Oiri we say, what's the ik of the world? Shivti Babes Hashem. And we ask Hashem at Meridika Bakosha Shma Hashem Koili Ekra. Vichaneni Vaneni. Lecha Oma Bibi Bakshu Bonai. The Mefarshim say, what's lecha oma libi? Bishvilcha, bishlichuscha. My heart says what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. In my primius, I hear the Koel Hashem says, Bakshu ponai! Come back to me! That's what Elul's all about. Shetishtade lidovka boy. If we try, then our Elul can be a milas halev, that our avoid and elul should be more emistic, then when we come on Rosh Hashanah, that myrif might even be an emistic of myrif. And our davening on Rosh Hashanah be an emistic of davening. And our mitzvahs on Rosh Hashanah be emistic of mitzvahs. It won't be they're trying to fool like HaKadosh Baruch Hu and show the pretend Tisroyu v'tikeilu v'nichna lefanov. If we makdim the avoid of Elul, then we can come into Rosh Hashanah and get the real message of Rosh Hashanah. Zichru bayrachem habitu l'nafshaseichem. Rabbi Yisai, let's chaperayim. Our davening has to be different. Our learning has to be different. Our cheshvan nefesh has to be different in El. So that we come to the Yom Adin, and we say to the Rabbeinu Shalom, you created me, Elokim Osa Shehiru Milafonov. My Yira is going to be real, and not be a Yiras Anoshim Melumadim.